Good day. Welcome to Holistic Reality Radio Blog. This is John David Miller. We're presented by ReallyWell.com, Natural Health for Being Really Well, and SurviveTheChanges.com. It is wise to be prepared. Today we're talking about, is your home causing degenerative disease? We broadcast our program on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And we have Holistic Natural Health as the theme on Tuesdays, and Survive the Changes or Holistic Reality Analysis presented by SurviveTheChanges.com on Thursdays. We will be taking next week, the last week of June 2019, off for a trip, and there will be no programs. To be healthy in unhealthy times depends on learning and pursuing good natural health practices. The epidemic of degenerative diseases is due to poor nutrition, public poisons, stress, EMFs, that's electromagnetic frequencies, and intended ignorance. Arthritis, heart disease, diabetes, cancer, infection, multiple sclerosis, fibromyalgia, Parkinson's, dementia or Alzheimer's, etc., all are forms of the one real disease, distress of the organism. Tension, toxins, and poor nutrition cause this distress. The electromagnetic frequencies, EMFs from cell phones, cordless phones, Wi-Fi, smart meters, and more are also constantly stressing us, undermining health. There are actually multiple dangers to health in most homes that are not recognized as threats. Ignorance of common exposure to toxic agents and lack of understanding adequate nutrition are the primary reasons for most illness. What considerations are needed to make your home healthier? Natural health practices, a positive attitude, good sleep, and nutritious supplements. All these help to maintain crucial organs impaired by toxins and stress. Routine exercise and periodic detoxification are essential for good health. It is urgent to draw on these resources to get as healthy as possible. Preventing disease and inflammation is a process of easing distress and providing what the body needs. Avoiding toxins and detoxifying, pursuing life-supporting nutrition, exercising, and calming stress will help prevent any of these forms of ill health. Detoxify, nourish, exercise, and relax. Those are the principles of the natural health process. Our health is determined by what happens in the cells of the body. If they have all that they need to produce energy and not too much toxins, stress, and electromagnetic frequency harm, health will be good. We have been unknowingly exposed, though, to public poisons. Of course, we have the website, publicpoisons.com, where we list many of these, that have been harming us for years. They're in food, water, and even in the air, primarily from geoengineering aerosol sprays loaded with chemical and biological agents. You can see them spraying in the sky multiple days a week. Many toxins are also in home furnishings and household products. Cleaning products, fabrics that you bring in, curtains and couches and carpeting, paints. But these poisons, and unfortunately also personal care products that you put on your skin and hair, all kinds of toxins in them. These poisons gradually accumulate and contribute to diminished mental ability and a variety of degenerative diseases. If the officials were really concerned about our health, they would at least let us know about all these poisons, if not preventing them. We deserve to know what harms us and what helps us, so that we can protect ourselves as well as we can. Good health includes a diet of truly natural foods, such as a combination of fresh produce, ideally from one's garden, one's your own garden. I advocate growing as much food as you can year-round, indoors in the winter and outdoors in the nice weather. But the digestive system also may need help with cleansing and trying and to function correctly. And I suggest the organically grown milled flax seed that we have, Northern Edge Flax from Canada, the area with no toxic metals in the soil, but it's a great fiber for the intestinal tract, along with herbs that might be needed to help peristaltic action function. You can work on cleaning out the colon tract and then go on to detoxify the rest of the body once the elimination channels are opened up. But it is also essential to avoid toxic food and all these other poisons in our homes that we might bring in, and support the body with outstanding nourishment, including phytonutrients from superfoods, which includes antioxidants. Clear the home of poisons and harmful frequencies as much as possible. Cell phones, cordless phones, these all put out very harmful fields. Smart meters, if you have your meter replaced with a smart meter, your utility meter, that is even more harmful frequencies that are stronger than the cell phones. So, we have the rollout of 5G about to occur, in some cities already being implemented. That is the fifth generation of Wi-Fi and cell phone transmission that are at present using frequencies that are very much more harmful and ultimately could affect our brains. So we need to get all of this stopped and learn about protective devices that we have available for putting on your cell phones and other electronic devices. And then learning other healthy practices, including avoiding outdoor shoes in the house. Take your shoes that you've been wearing outdoors off at the door and have shoes that you only wear indoors so you aren't tracking in all the poisons that fall from the sky and lawn chemicals and tire dust and oil residues and gasoline droppings and all this that could be anywhere out on the streets, driveways, sidewalks, and yards. So superfoods like Northern Edge Organic Milled Flax Seed, delicious greens with 8,000 ORAC units of antioxidants per serving, flower pollen extract, organic spirulina, and herbal products that we have all are very important to be added to the diet to strengthen and maintain health, as well as the detoxification and avoiding of more toxins. So please visit reallywell.com for outstanding superfoods and other natural health products and information. And we have a whole page on detoxification there. We have a page about the electromagnetic frequencies and how they might be nullified, neutralized, and much more. Lots of information there, and also at holisticreality.com, where we have the archives of this program. Thank you for listening. It is time to move with purpose. Now is the time. Time to understand. Have a good day.
It's not too late for getting started, and never too soon to show the world the dream's alive. It's never parted. The time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time to move with purpose, and now's the time to seek and find. It's not too late to make a difference. It's never too soon to raise your mind. We've been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day.
but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide.
Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand, find out who I am.